And we're talking with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And we'll be back with him in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. This is our hour. Doc, I've got this email in from Bill in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and he said, I swear to God, but Doc was talking about copper and premature gray. I'm taking copper supplements, and my hair seems to be getting darker. How about that?
Okay, well, copper is one of the essential minerals. You know, we have the need for 60 essential minerals, one of which is copper, and it has many, many functions. One of certainly it's part of the hair color and skin color. And so you see people with vitiligo, you see people with white gray and silver hair. It's not an aging thing. It's due to a deficiency of copper. Copper deficiency also results in a breakdown of the elastic fibers in arteries and veins, so you get aneurysms and ruptured arteries and that sort of thing when you have copper deficiency. And so what I do is I tell people to get our book, Rare Earths Been Cures. Go to Chapter 10. It'll tell you how to get a hair analysis, because there's no blood test to tell you how much copper you have in your body or how much calcium you have in your body or how much magnesium you have in your body and so forth, right? What you have to do is get this hair analysis. Chapter 10 in the book Rare Earths Been Cures will tell you how to collect the hair, how to box it up, where to ship it. You got to put the check in there that the book asks for, because the lab won't run the test without the check. And you'll get two charts. One chart will give you all the normal nutritional minerals, and it'll have a big chart, and it'll show you where they're at, and you know, if you're low or right where you're supposed to be or excess. And then there's another chart which tells you how many toxic metals you have, like lead and mercury and uranium and stuff like that. And so it's really very useful. I think everybody should have a hair analysis once a year, particularly if they work in factories, if they're in the military, because I get so many people, patients, who say, oh, yeah, I was in the military for 10 years, and I know I have all these toxic metals and everything from the weapons, and we run a hair analysis on them, and no, they don't have that. And so they're so relieved, okay? But they do have another problem. All their nutritional minerals are below the bottom line. That's because they're eating gluten. Their intestines are damaged. They can't absorb even if they're supplementing. And so we were able to give them a lot of information from the hair analysis. And just because people are in life and they move around and they go on vacations here, there, and yon, and they're working, and just like this military base in Texas, okay, where they had bad water for like 20 years, and now they're having to pay all this money for all the diseases that created. Well, that was, you know, a true story. And, of course, that made people think, oh, that's everywhere. And so it's good to get a hair analysis to find out where you're at. And one of the funny ones is you get a high level of calcium, and they say, the doctors say I'm taking too much calcium because the calcium in my hair analysis is way up there. Well, that means you have a calcium deficiency, and your cells in your thyroid and your parathyroids are pulling calcium out of your bones to try and maintain the calcium in your blood, but they're overreacting, and so that's why you have so much calcium in your hair. Okay, so you have to not cut back on calcium, but you need to take more calcium, and then the next time, say, 90 days later, you take another hair analysis, all the calcium down where it's supposed to be, and all the other nutrients are up where they're supposed to be. And so this is all very usable stuff. The information can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. And what a gift to give somebody, 25 to 50 healthy years.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's a tremendous gift.
Sure is. Let's go to the phones. Wild card, Doug in Wyoming. Welcome to the program. Hi, Doug.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate the show.
Thank you.
I'll try and give you the rundown here. I've had two neck surgeries. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all fused. I have extreme tinnitus. I've had a heart attack. I've had 2 heart ablations. I have 2 stents put in.
Okay, now stop.
High blood pressure.
Stop. Ablations. Stop. You had 2 ablations. Was this because you had atrial fibrillation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now that's not a heart disease. It's actually the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, which causes the AFib. That's why you keep having to do everything again, because they're not treating it correctly.
Okay. I would agree with that. Doc. They tried putting the fluid when they tilt you on the table, and my neck was so bad the fluid wouldn't even
go in.
Wow. How much do you weigh, sir?
As well as that, I have the PAD in both of my legs that's really bad. So
okay, peripheral artery disease, okay?
Yes, and I'm 62 years old, and I still work for FedEx.
Okay. At least you're delivering on time there, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how much do you weigh, sir?
About 230.
Okay, and how tall are you?
6'3".
Okay, you were a basketball player?
You know, back in junior high school, basketball, football, wrestling,
okay.
High school.
All right, yeah. So here we go. Because you have tinnitus, that's the squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve by the skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And do you ever get balance problems or dizziness?
You know, not really the dizziness, but occasionally the balance, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's also squeezing, of the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And then, do you ever have Bell's palsy or trigeminal neuralgia?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Bell's palsy, which is one side of your face droops.
Some muscle thing, right, Doc?
Not my face, but my eye.
Oh, one eye droop, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and of course the skull is squeezing that optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein on that side. Okay, that's what the skull is doing because you have osteoporosis of the skull. Once you get that book and the CD, it's all in your head. Okay, it'll answer all your questions about these things because that's where all your problems are. Okay.
Whoa.
You have osteoporosis of the skull, and of course it's squeezing the spinal cord. And, of course, you can have osteoporosis. You don't just get osteoporosis in one bone, the skull. You get osteoporosis in all the bones in your body, including your vertebrae and all that kind of stuff. Have you shrunk any since you were a teenager? Have you shrunk a couple inches?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay. And so what's happening here is those discs between your vertebrae are shrinking because they're not getting the nutrition they need to maintain themselves. So here we go. For a guy your weight, 200-plus pounds, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's our big hammer. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day, none of the bad foods. And then I want you to take 2 bottles a month of our MSMs. So you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to help rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes your bone itself. And you'll regain a lot of that height you've lost. Okay, that'll come back. And then you also need the collagen peptides to rebuild all the ligaments and tendons and cartilage and the bone marrow so you can make red blood cells and white blood cells and antibodies and platelets and all this kind of stuff. And all these things you're complaining about are essentially peripheral neuropathies. Ablation is one of the most dangerous medical treatments there is or are.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because they have...
And they treat it on an outpatient basis now.
I know. Huh? They don't want you dying on their property. Okay, so what happens is they anesthetize you. In the old days, they would cut you open, take your heart out, and take a branding iron and touch you all over. Now they put a tube up your arteries and everything.
Both groins, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up through the groin, okay. And they put chemicals on the heart trying to get it because they were killing so many people by putting that hot branding iron around the heart, trying to stop that irregular heartbeat. But see, it's not a heart problem. It's the skull squeezing that 10th cranial nerve. They've missed it by 1,000 miles, and that's why they have so many troubles with it.
So they heat your heart up, and then they take some kind of a laser or something, and they burn the nerve endings or something
like that. Yeah, well, that's because they have made a misdiagnosis. They think it's a heart problem, but it's not a heart problem. It's an osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, which controls the rate and rhythm of the heart.
And, Doug, if you missed anything, call 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to first-time caller Karen in Eureka, California. Hi, Karen.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Go ahead.
This is wonderful. My husband is 86, as I am. He is 5'6", about 145 pounds. He was raised in Hungary until he was about 23 when he escaped. He was a smoker until he was about 40. He makes Hungarian liquor and still drinks that. For the last 20 years, he was a carpenter. He's the kind of person they call type A. He has to work and do something all the time. About 5 or more years ago, he had a quadruple bypass. Then he had a mitral valve replacement, and then he had an artery replacement from a vein in his leg.
Okay, stop there for a minute. How many times does he wake up at night to urinate? Does it once, three times, five times?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I don't
know. Need to ask him that, okay?
I know that when he developed pleural effusion and a little bit started around the heart, and they were giving him medication to get the fluid out, which did make him pee a lot more then, but that otherwise I don't know.
Okay, but he did have some bypass surgery, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Quadruple, okay.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. 145 pounds, he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, no oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones got to go. He needs to live like an Asian, okay, rice and sweet potatoes and that kind of stuff. Does he have any sugar problems, pre-diabetes or diabetes?
No.
Okay, good. Does he have any high blood pressure? Are you on medication?
I don't believe so. I do. I know now his blood pressure is low.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So he needs two healthy brain and heart packs per month, the full dose of everything twice a day. He needs 2 bottles a month of the MSM, which will help him regrow cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including the artery walls, vein walls, valves in the heart. All these things are made out of connective tissue, so it needs those nutrients in the MSM. Okay, the collagen peptides, a scoop of that in his morning drink, a scoop of that in his evening drink, that'll help rebuild his bone marrow and make white blood cells and platelets and red blood cells and antibodies for his immune system. Okay, and let's see here. I also want him to take our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, take three of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month.
That's like a multiple, Doc?
Well, it's actually it's not a multiple replacer. Okay, it goes along with the healthy brain and heart pack, which has 215 nutrients, and that's a multiple. The Ultimate Daily Classic tablets are designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and also to support healthy blood pressure, whether it's in the brain, the skull, the heart, the kidneys, all that kind of stuff, the legs, the digestive tract. And so that really, really covers a lot of territory. You know, people on dialysis, I take people that haven't urinated in 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week, and I get them on this program. And within 10 days to 2 weeks of urinating, they drop their...
Get rid of that machine, huh?
Yeah, they drop their dialysis from 6 days a week down to 3 days a week, and in 2 more weeks, they're totally off of dialysis after being on dialysis for 25 years.
You give them their life back, Doc.
Exactly. We had 25 to 50 healthy years of their life just by giving them what they need so the body can do its job.
Let's go to Tom, text and tweet. What do you have for Doc, Tom?
Doc, Jason in Washington, D.C. wants to know if drinking water will help dilute or get rid of sugar in your blood.
Not really. Okay. Sugar in the blood, of course, can be a pre-diabetic. It could be a diabetic. And so,
is that normally type 2, Doc?
Well, it could either be either one. Babies are born with type 1. And I have a lot of fun when people call me and they say, well, I'm 65 years old and I went for my annual physical. My doctor just diagnosed me with type 1 diabetes. He said, well, your doctor needs to go to jail because type 1 diabetes, you're born with it. You don't get type 1 diabetes when you're 65 years old. I said, did he give you metformin? And well, yeah, that's what he gave me. Well, metformin is an oral drug for diabetes.
For type 2, isn't it?
For type 2. But it's oral, and if you're eating gluten, your intestines are damaged, so you cannot absorb it, so it won't do any good for you. You have to take the insulin injections.
Interesting.
And that's why doctors get away with saying you have type 1, because the metformin didn't help.
Interesting take of that.
Isn't that crazy?
Thanks, Tom. Next up, we go to Jeff in New Jersey. Welcome to the program. Jeff, you are on the air.
Doctor, listen to your program over and over and for many years, and it's great to be on. Dr. Wallach, I wanted to mention to you is I had a neuropathy in my feet for about 2 years, and I went to a different chiropractor, and they did an MRI on my neck, and they saw that I had a lot of disc issues, and he started to do different techniques of stretching my neck, and my neuropathy went away like about a year ago. Very rarely do I ever have any tingling in my feet, and I was in pain every night listening to the show.
Okay, well, it's true. You can reduce or eliminate neuropathies by doing chiropractic adjustments, getting the pressure off those nerves. But I would advise you to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, get rid of the diet drinks, especially, you know, eat like an Asian, rice and sweet potatoes and fish and poultry and red meat and stuff. Nothing fried, though. And then go ahead and take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets for blood flow and blood pressure. I also want you to take the MSM, take three of those with each meal. Take the collagen peptides, a scoop of that in the morning drink, evening drink. Go ahead and take the vitamin D3, take three of those twice a day, and you'll have a permanent resolution of the neuropathy, because if you have to keep going back to the chiropractor every month to make those adjustments, to take the pressure off those nerves, then you really haven't dealt with the problem. You're just getting symptomatic treatment. Now, how many times do you wake up at night to go urinate?
Maybe once.
Okay, so just once. Okay, so it's not a big deal. Okay. All right. So go ahead and, you know, do this, and then call us, you know, every couple of weeks and let George know how you're doing, because you're going to have a great story. This neuropathy you have can be osteoporosis of the skull, can be some problems, osteoporosis, degenerative disc disease in your neck, okay, and it could be both of those at the same time. And so, you know, do what you can in all these different areas. And I always like to do three-way calls with the patient and the chiropractor, or the patient and the osteopath, okay, down the track when they get better. And the doctor wants to know what they did. And they say, well, I don't know, I did this thing Dr. Wallach said. And so I do a lot of three-ways, and we train those doctors to help the patients. So we really appreciate it.
Doc, what causes feet to itch?
Okay, well, it could be dry skin, because you're not getting enough of the nutrients necessary for the skin to be happy and healthy.
Uh-huh.
And because you have your weight on your feet and you're walking around all the time, you have a lot of pressure and friction on your feet, and so the skin is being impacted, okay? And so, again, I like people to, you know, do the 90 essential nutrients, including that MSM and the collagen peptides for the skin. But we also have a hair, skin, and nails. And go ahead and take two bottles of that per month, and take three of those twice a day. I also like them to take the, I also like them to take the colloidal silver, put it between their toes. I do that when I wake up in the morning. I do that when in the middle of the day. I also do it at the end of the day. You know, after I have my shower, I put the colloidal silver in between my toes when I have my socks on, so the socks will hold that colloidal silver there. And it kills fungus and yeast and bacteria and viruses and all that kind of stuff. And so, again, I'm 83 years old, and I don't have any problems there, because I'm preemptively treating it with the colloidal silver, and I'm giving my skin and my feet and my back and my legs and my face and my chin, my eyes, I'm giving, and my arteries, I'm giving my collagen, my heart valves, everything it needs to maintain itself. And that way it's kind of like putting oil in your car instead of putting dirt from Texas in your car.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number to call. He's got a tremendous staff behind him, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. How many years have they been with you now, Doc?
Well, my staff, we've been doing this for some 50 years, George. And, of course, Rebecca's been with us for, three years personally that I've known her, but she's been with us longer than that, you know, on her own. And so, but she's the one that puts on these George Norrie shows every Friday, 8 to 10. And I Zoom in with her and answer questions for 2 hours. And you have a huge following, okay? And she's originally from Washington State, and she moved down to California because she has such a big group down here now. You know, a George Norrie follower, okay? And she's one of your stars, I just tell you that.
All right, my friend, we're going to take a quick break here and come back with final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll be back with final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Make sure you hit that website and we set another record. Next hour, Gear Allen joins us as we talk about ghost crime stories. I'm looking forward to that, so make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, it seems that COVID, the numbers are getting lower than what they were over a year ago, so it looks like it's going the right way.
Yes, and of course, this is because more and more people have developed immunity because they're exposed to it. More and more people are beginning to eat better and stay away from the bad foods because they can't afford the bad foods because the prices are going
up. That's true.
Okay, and also people getting vaccines, And so myself, you know, I was in the military for so long, in the Army.
Well, we all got vaccinated when we did our thing there.
Yeah, wow. We got, I used to get 10, 12 vaccines within an hour, you know, once a year, okay, at the base. And so I wasn't afraid of vaccines. But vaccines need backup. You need to have your own immune system working, because people say, well, how come he died? He had two vaccinations and a booster. Well, that's because he was eating gluten and not taking the 90 essential nutrients, so his immune system was dead. Okay, the vaccines do not kill the viruses, bacteria, fungus, or yeast. All the vaccines do is alert your body to the bad DNA. So when the bug shows up, your body says, ah, that's the bad DNA. You're supposed to send in the cavalry and the Marines, which are your white blood cells and your antibodies and your immune system and your platelets and everything. But if you don't have the backup in your immune system to create those cells, that's why people with vaccinations died. It wasn't because the vaccine failed. It wasn't because the vaccine killed you. It's because the vaccine didn't do everything. The vaccine's not designed to do everything. The vaccines do not kill the bugs.
No, they don't. They just try to build up your immune system.
Well, what they do is they alert your immune system to the bug's bad DNA. So when the bug shows up, you've got like a two-week head start. Okay, if you don't have the vaccines, you got a good immune system. So when the bug shows up, your body says, oh, this is unusual. And so they'll start looking around and sending out the antibodies to try and take care of the bug, even though they don't have a vaccine. And that's why you have so many people who do very well without the vaccines, because they're taking the 90 essential nutrients. I have a lot of those people, you know, in the Youngevity / George Norrie family that do it that way. They didn't want to get the vaccines, but they did take their nutrients.
It's important to do that. Do you think people should take an annual blood test and just check everything?
Well, I would change the verbiage there. I would say everybody needs to have an annual blood test. They need to have an annual hair analysis. They have to have an annual urine analysis. But I want the patient to do it all themselves. Okay, you'll save hundreds of dollars. You'll reduce the risk of catching something in the doctor's waiting room. And you don't need a prescription from the doctor to get all these test strips and everything from the pharmacy. You get this stuff yourself. We have a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. There's a CD with it in 9 languages. And we have the book Rare Earth Men Cures, tells you how to do a hair analysis. And we have the book Let's Play Doctor. It teaches you how to deal with all these diseases, you know, using nutrition and so forth. And so you can do all these tests yourself. And they're surprisingly cheap.
Where do you find these tests, Doc? Are they...
You go into any pharmacy.
Behind the counter or
yeah,
where?
Yeah, you just, you know, go to the pharmacist behind the counter and say, yeah, I'm looking for some test strips to find out if I have diabetes. Okay, do you want to stick your finger or you want to do it in the urine? Well, I'd rather do it for my urine, okay? Go over on shelf number 32B, and you can see there's 5 or 6 different brands there. Pick your choice.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Morris in Buffalo, New York, east of the Rockies. Hello, Morris.
Good morning, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I had multiple head injuries over the year, hit by 2 cars, smashed the windshield, fell off 2 roofs, hit with a seal pipe over the back of the head. Hmm. Oh, boy, hit with it. And then the worst one was rock hit me on the T5 vertebrae, which caused... Over the years, it caused great pain and mm-hmm. Cardiac problems, arrhythmia.
Okay, was this at a construction site? I mean, or somebody throwing rocks at you? I mean, how'd that happen?
I was jogging and it fell off the side of the hill.
Like a cliff or something?
Right on the T5. And,
oh, okay. God.
Okay, so how much do you weigh and how old are you, sir?
I'm 66 and I weigh 131.
Okay, do you have any other issues like high blood pressure, diabetes?
No diabetes, nope.
Are you taking medication for blood pressure?
Well, I resist because I have intractable pain disease. And,
okay, well, you're not answering my question. I want to know, do you have high blood pressure?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Yeah, so it goes up and down, and down.
How many times a night do you wake up to urinate? Once, 3 times, 5 times, 10 times?
Every half an hour to an hour.
Okay, so you're getting up 6, 8, 10 times a night.
That's a lot, Doc.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, guess what here, Morris? You have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve.
Another one. Everybody has this thing, huh?
It's very common. See, doctors forget, you don't just get osteoporosis below your neck. You know, well, they treat osteoporosis in your legs. They treat osteoporosis in your vertebrae. But they never think about the skull. Your skull, and again, that's what we came out with the book. I got tired of trying to convince everybody, so we got all the facts in this book. It's all in your head. And, of course, we had to make the CD a year after the book was out, and we took so many hundreds of people who had been doing what the book said and got their statements and everything and made the CD. And this is, Rebecca, who's part of the George Norrie team. She actually interviewed me for that CD, and so she's a co-author of the CD, okay? And it's one of those things where it's just mind-blowing how many of these issues we're able to resolve just with nutrition, because it's osteoporosis of the skull. Don't need surgery, don't need drugs, and people who have been suffering for years and years and years and years and years, usually within weeks to months, they're perfectly normal.
Let's go to Stephanie, west of the Rockies, Peoria, Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Steph.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm calling about my husband and myself.
Okay.
My husband has these really bad bouts of dizziness. We've been doing like the Epley maneuver. I think that's what it's called. But it doesn't really help. Sometimes it does. And then he has
How old is your husband?
I'm sorry?
How old is he?
Oh, he's 75.
Okay, and you said he has vertigo, dizziness, balance problems?
Glaucoma, high blood pressure. He has really bad stomach problems where his stomach hurts, he doesn't want to eat. He only weighs 200 pounds, which, you know, I'm fighting to try and keep him at 200 pounds. He doesn't have tinnitus. He had cataracts, but he had the cataract surgery, and he urinates about 5 times a night.
Yeah, he's got osteoporosis of the skull. That's why he's got the dizziness, okay? And then, of course, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, okay, high blood pressure, and he's got gastroparesis. This causes terrible stomach pain, which doctors will usually interpret, oh, you have a gastric ulcer, and they'll put tubes down their throat and look around their stomach and all that kind of stuff. But it's really just osteoporosis of the skull squeezing that tense cranial nerve, which goes down. Does he ever get hiccups?
No, but, you know, he does complain about the back, right at the back of his head, mm-hmm. Where the spine connects to the skull. He complains about, like, tightness there. And,
yeah, well, the skull is squeezing his spinal cord, and all this stuff south of the skull is, you know, having all these peripheral neuropathies, okay? And so... let's go to you, because the odds are you two are going to get the same question answered.
Okay, well, I have tinnitus, and I've had it a long time.
Okay, you have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve, ringing in the ears. Okay, do you ever have dizziness, anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Did you have you ever go to an orthodontist when you were a teenager to have braces?
No, I've only had, like, I guess a root canal.
Okay. How many times a night do you get up to urinate?
Maybe 3-4 times.
You have osteoporosis skull, okay, squeezing the spinal cord, which is telling your urinary bladder to urinate, okay? I know you don't have a prostate gland because you're a girly, okay? Girlies don't have
They're not supposed to.
Exactly. Okay, so here we go. How much do you weigh?
I weigh 170.9.
Okay. So you're both, you know, both in the same sort of weight category. So let's go for 2 healthy brain and heart packs each, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get the MSM, 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 of those at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. It'll support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone rings, bone itself. If your hubby's high blood pressure, he needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. There's 2 bottles a month. If he's on medication for high blood pressure, don't cold turkey off the medication. But as the blood pressure begins to come down, you can reduce the medication based on the numbers. Okay. Let's see here. You can see here he's had glaucoma, pressure in the eyes. So his osteoporosis is also squeezing the optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein. And your skull is squeezing your spinal cord. That's why you're getting up 3-4 times a night to urinate, because the spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. Okay? And so both of you stay away from the bad stuff, taking the two healthy brain and heart packs, taking 2 bottles a month of the MSM, take the collagen peptides, a scoop of that at breakfast, a scoop at dinner time, and don't forget the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Even though you don't have high blood pressure, it's going to help you with blood flow through your brain because you have tinnitus ringing in the ears and stuff. This is going to help you resolve that quickly. And your husband needs it because he has high blood pressure. And, you know, call us every couple of weeks or anytime you feel you need to answer some more questions. But you're going to have a glory story for both of you to tell.
Exactly. All right. Good luck there. Tom's got another text or tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, Mark in San Antonio wants to know what he can do for his knee pain when he exercises.
Glucogel.
Okay, well, George, you get an A+. Okay. Yeah, glucogel, of course, is one of our great collagen peptides. It's from cattle. It goes along with our first healthy bone and joint pack, the glucogel. I take 5 of those twice a day in addition to my collagen peptides.
Do you really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I want to cover all my territory from different directions. And then you also want to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, full dose everything twice a day. Don't forget the MSM, 3 of those with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's 2 bottles a month. And then for the pain in your knee, but after a couple of weeks or a month, the pain should go away because you're going to rebuild the knee, okay? But for the pain, we have the CM cream and the, the trauma oil, okay? And to put, say, 10 drops of trauma oil and maybe a teaspoon of the CM cream and rub that, you know, on your knee when you wake up in the morning, a couple hours later, and say just before, you know, after your shower and you're getting ready to go to bed, take some more of that CM cream and the trauma oil, and you'll get 4 or 5, 6 hours of great pain-free sleep. And so this is all simple stuff. But usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you won't have to do the pain relief anymore because you've rebuilt the knee.
Doc, why do so many people get their hips replaced?
Because doctors have kids in college and they need tuition money.
Doc.
Kind of crazy, but that's the truth.
I mean, but why do they do it, actually?
Well, because they believe their doctor's a hero. They've been told since they're a little kid, your doctor's a god. Whatever your doctor says, do what the doctor says. He's there for you. And people believe that, okay? And
it's got to be a painful operation, my God.
Well, yeah.
Get your whole hip
replaced. Unnecessary operation, okay? It's kind of like...
I would supplement first before I got my hip taken
out. Exactly. Give it to 3 or 6 months. You want to get rid of all the bad foods. Take if you have a financial thing, go with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, 2 of those, okay? You get the 90 essential nutrients plus the glucogel, which is a collagen from the beef. I'd also get the collagen peptides and the MSM and throw that in there. But if you don't have a financial problem, go with 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, okay, because it has 215 nutrients, the core of which is still the 90. And I'd throw in the collagen peptides, throw in the glucogel, and it's a miracle. Your body has a capacity. Even if you're 100 years old, your body has a capacity to rebuild itself when you give it the raw materials.
My mother's 93, Doc. She's been a supplementer since she was a kid, and she still drives.
Yeah, and so she's 93, and she's been supplementing, and she's doing good. She's still independent. She's not in a nursing home, right?
She's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. I would like to talk to your mom.
Okay.
Let's have a three-way with your mom because I'm only 83, but I see so many people who are in their 90s. And, of course, they have a book called Immortality. It was a 5-year study. We looked at people like your mom and communities all around the world who avoid certain things and consume certain things purposely. And as a result, they live to be 90, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150. And this is all well documented because there's birth certificates and everything. This is all well documented. And it freaks people out. So we put all this information in this book, Immortality, and we show all the things that the long-lived people consciously, proactively avoid and all the things that these long-lived people proactively do to get everything they need to maintain the health of their tissues. Okay?
Doc, my friend, we'll talk to you in about 6 weeks, okay?
Okay, well, God bless you, George. Thank you so much for all the great things you do and your team out there, including Ms. Rebecca. God bless you guys, because we love you. We love all the things you do. You're doing such a great thing, not only for America, but the world. Thank you so much.
We want to help everybody we can. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website to go to. We will be back in a moment as we talk about ghost crimes.